Okay, we are today we're going to learn Sif Hei Vav and Zayin of Simen Chaf Beis. We started Sif Hei, but Hei Vav and Zayin is the issue of the heter of Harvei Anoshim or Harvei Noshim, of Yichud of multiple people together when it becomes Mutter. And it's unique in Hilchas Yichud in the great divide between the Shita of the Mechaber and the Shita of the Ramah. Mechaber Shita is very chamor in these heterim, and as it says in Sif Hei, we started Sif Hei last week, but just to review the Mechaber, he says Leitis Yachid Isha Achas Afilu Menoshim Harbe. He says there's no heter of a woman with many men. And he doesn't even draw a line of how many. Unless, Achye Ishtai Shalecha Mehem Sham. V'cheyle is Yachid Ish Echad Afilu Noshim Harbe. So the Mechaber is extremely machmir. I don't know if this Sfaradim Paskin like this Mechaber or not. But it would be an almost, I wouldn't say impossible, but extremely difficult situation where you could not have one man with many women. One woman with many men, the numbers would not be a heter. Now, as I mentioned last week, it's actually a Beferish Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Pei, that says Misyachedes in Kama Anoshim, that says the opposite, that says that a woman is allowed to be Misyached with many men. But the Gemara says only Ksherim, Ksherim Dafka, only if the men are Ksherim. And Rav says, I'm not called a kosher. It's got to be better than me. Now, Rav said, I'm not a kosher. It's got to be better than me. So we assume, at least most of us, are not better than Rav. And that's the reason for the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that there's no heter of one woman with many men or one man with many women. Doesn't matter how many. I don't know. You can have Yankee Stadium, all men and one woman. She has an ichud problem. Imagine that.
I don't know. 10 not to share him, got the woman and the corporate woman.
All right, whatever the story is. But this is the psak. What? Oh, so that's going to be sifav. There, the mechaber will be masking. When it's many and many, we'll have to define that. So that's sifav. Otherwise, you can never have men and women in the same shul. Because you have many women and many men. So many and many is a separate heter that's evolved. And that's where the Mechaber is going to be maskim to be mekel. Not one and many. It's true. So I want to point out, when I started, I mentioned the Hakdama of the Dvar Halacha, who said the Issa Yichud is not Al-Tzchash Tashmish, it's an Issa Atzmi. He's only talking about the Daraisa of one in one. In the Drabanan of one in many, it's certainly Al-Tzchashad, and that's where Moshe's Chilik, if a man is, like Elena was in a coma, not Shayach for him to do Tashmish. So Ramesh says one in one is still Aser. It's Exeris HaKosov. We don't say Svaris. But one in many, then there's no Isser because it's not Shayach that will come Lidei anything. So the Chilik is that one in one, it's an Itzah Atzmi. Yichud is itself an Isser. But one in many, then there's a, it's only As Cheshad.
The wording over here is a little funny because it says one lady and his one wife. That means two ladies.
If ishtay shel echa mehem sham, any not right, so then it's mutter. If there's a husband and wife, it doesn't matter how many more there are. That's what's saying. Once you have ishtay shel echa mehem imay, if one of the men has his wife with him, then there could be many men.
That
doesn't matter.
That should be the one lady,
right?
That's the one lady. There's another one, the first lady.
Well, she could be the first lady. Ishtay shel echad. Echad is male. Ishtay shel echad. This man has his wife there. So then it's mutter with the many men and a woman if the husband is there.
She's the one woman.
Okay. So anyway, that's the shita of the Mechaber. The shita of the Ramah we're happy to report, is that there is a heter. Now, what we're going to hoping is that by the time you walk out of here today, you'll have clear how many men, how many women, what the rule is. Now, there are a lot of variables which make it very confusing. Of course you want to know. It's a heter. So before I go any further, I just want to tell you like the baseline, bottom line. Don't ask what if, because that we're going to learn about. But the baseline is two men and one woman is mutter. Because we're not afraid of pitui. Remember, we're not chayshish for oinis. We're chayshish for pitui. So we're not chayshish that the man and the woman will be mizan if there's another man there. However, one man with two women is still awesome. Because we're afraid a man will be mizan with will be mafata two women. But the other way, you need a man with three women. That's the baseline rule. Again, we'll have variations. But the baseline rule is two men and one woman is mutter. And the other way, if it's one man and multiple women, you need three women. Okay, and that's a simple logic. Yeah. Excuse me?
That's the Rama.
I'm talking about the Rama. So let's learn the Rama.
Why should the three women be permitted? If we have already two women, you might be mizana with two. Why can't you be mizana with three?
One can be. It takes a lot more to be mizana with three. You know, I'm sure Trump could convince three women, but ordinary mortals, we can't do things like that.
That's why he became president. You know.
Okay, let's see the Rama inside. So again, we have to hold our heads on straight. We talk about one woman with many men and one man with many women. The Yeshayimrim, bottom line of the page, in the Ramav. Yeshayimrim di isha achas m'siached esim shnei anoshim ksheirim imu ba'ir. Alright, so two qualifications. One woman and two men is mutter. One qualification is they have to be ksheirim. Now we don't possibly have to be ksheirim like Rav. That's a chesitusay de Rav or anvasanusay de Rav that he said it. But anoshim ksheirim. Plus, it has to be in the city. We'll talk about what that means in a minute. You move it here. You turn the page. Yeah. Stam anoshim ksheirim heim. Stam, this means stam ashem shabbos, a firm person. Stam anoshim are considered to be ksheirim. Abo, imhei prutzim. But if they are not ksheirim, they're prutzim, then I'm makbid on yichud and namakfir on nigiyah and namapir on nishuk. So if they're not makfir on these things, so afilu im yud aser. See, I mean, they could be shem shabbos, but they're not careful in the derises, not makfir on nigiyah of strange women. So then afilu, I think it means any amount is aser. V'chol zeh be'ir. So number one exception is prutz. V'chol zeh be'ir. Another exception. This is in the city. Avol b'sadeh oy balayla afilu be'ir b'din on gimel afilu b'ksheirim. Now here's the rule. For night or the road. At night, we're afraid that one of them is going to fall asleep. Maybe many of them will fall asleep. But we're afraid that one will fall asleep. And therefore, you need one additional shomer. Even if they're all sleeping. You have one extra shomer, and there's one more person, it's good. So night, you add one. What's night? It doesn't mean shkia, or even say sekechavim. It means the time of the night that people go to sleep. 11, 12, 1, whatever time in a home people go to sleep. So then that is, that's good. If you're relying on a 10-year-old girl to be a shomer, it's what time she goes to sleep. But whatever is the normal bedtime, that's Laila. So Laila, you need one more. What about the road? Yeah. Be'ir. The reason Be'ir, you need an extra one, is because we're chayv. B'sada u'bederech. B'sada oi. It says here b'sada, doesn't say b'derech. Okay. The reason b'sada you need more is because when people are out in a place where there's no bathroom, somebody's going to go off to the side and leave the others alone. So if you look at Beishmuel Tess on the right here on the side, Avol b'sadei b'layla tamu b'sadei shemitzdarech echol in the kavav. Maybe one will have to take care of his needs. Yelach b'mena tishar hi'im echad, and she'll remain with one. See, we're talking two men and one woman. Because the Akibayshu B'Shem, Yeruchim Davka Kshayelchu Ima Lishmar Oysa Ozla Yechu Shnei Amimen of Yishar Echad Ima Avalim Ein Halchin Ima Lishmar Mutter Dimistarchechel Nekavi Yelkam Hasheni Imai V'tishoyer Hi Levada. If there's no reason for the other man to stay with him, with her, so if they're from people, so if one walks away, the other will walk away too. אבל איך השין שם ישר איך אני מודע בקשי רמיירי פול יבר במסד. So it's only when the men are there to guard her or to accompany her. But if they just happen to be there, so if one goes away, the other one's a firm person, he won't stay be. He will also go away. ובלילה, one second, אסורם לסייחי משום דחשיל את שם יושן אחד מהם, ישר השני אמא, אף אגב דאפשר לא ילוחק את הסחברה, even though he may wake his friend, in the meantime, will be misyachin. So this is the biur of it. Now, Agav, first, before Agav, you had a question? I don't know exceptions. I don't know.
What about the idea of
the
9-year-old?
No matter how old the woman is, the man will do it for his taiva. It doesn't matter how old she is.
If someone's coming back from the Navishir and the neighbor needs a ride, having her in the back seat, that's
so a car is like this. A car, we see from here that Yichud is not only in a walled in area, in a Sardeh also. But that has to be a secluded place. A road in New York City is not secluded, and even late at night, any hour of the night, there are cars. Last night, I don't know exactly why, it was about 1 a.m. I noticed there was a parking place on the street. I share a driveway, and he didn't come back yet. I knew he was going to block me in, so I pulled out to get the parking place. So, you know, one car came down the road, and by the time I pulled out, he took the parking place. So, but there's always people there, 1 o'clock also. So in New York, all the roads are always considered to be populated or Rishus HaRab. The country is more of an issue. So, what? So I don't know. It's a window. I don't know. But what? You've got a date. So when you go on a secluded road, it's an issue. I once called Reb Tuvia Goldstein. This is so typical, you know, it's something that makes a lot of sense, but you need other people to say it. I had a, the girl was calling me, she was in Camp Chedva, and someone was picking her up for a date. I said, picking her up, it was still light, but we're going to go back at 11, 12 at night. And he asked me if the Camp Chedva road is secluded, or is it a Yichud issue. So I told him, I don't know, but you know what? Camp Manovu is right near Camp Chedva. Reb Tuvia Goldstein, Zechariah Levrach, was then in Camp Manovu. So I called Reb Tuvia. I told Reb Tuvia, someone in Camp Chedva, a date is a secluded road. So he said, between me and you, it's a secluded road. But if the guy doesn't know it, it takes 3 minutes to drive from the road to the camp. He's not going to realize it's a secluded road. He's going to come off a main road and go on the road, he won't realize it, so just don't tell him, and it'll be good. That's what he told me. I don't know, but the girl, so what did I tell her? To tell her, I told her, Toby said it's okay, you know.
Second date with the other.
Tell her, don't tell the guy at the
I don't know, in 6 minutes you notice, like how many minutes take to notice?
When
he in 6 minutes, he would know already. Hard to know what's a secluded road. But from the first time, for 3 minutes, he realizes
he's not noticing the road.
All right, anyway, my point is not the story. My point is the psak that the secluded road is a secluded road.
Again, in New York City, it's not necessary to have someone sit in the back seat.
In the city, no, the back seat is something else. The reason some Hasidim sit in the back seat is because we had last time the Mechaber and then the Simon Chaf Aleph holds that it's proper to keep all the harchokas of Ishtai Nida with other women. It's a shita. It's a shita in halacha. It's a shita that I'm sorry. It was the Ramah. The Ramah brought that there are some rishayim who hold that all the harchokas of Ishtai Nida apply to.
That's where it was.
All right. So it depends.
The only card was one seat in the front.
It's true.
Well, multiple women. You also have to one. Let's say three women at night.
Well, okay. So now we're talking about, yes. Now we're talking about many men and one woman. We'll get to many women in a minute.
There's other cases before
Shana, a wife or a whatever. So give me a minute. I'll get that in a second. But I want to go Beseder. So I want to get the numbers straight. Everyone gets confused about the numbers. They always say, oh, what are the numbers again? Okay. So far we have the case, I don't get mixed up, of one woman with two men is mutter. At night, or on a secluded road, you need one and three, because shamiyetze litzrachav, I assume, in a car, since if somebody has a need in a car, you don't stop by the side of the road, I'm going to the woods. Typically, you're going to stop at a gas station. Stop at a gas station, the derek says everybody gets out. So I assume that on a highway, even at night, it's fine. So it's one woman and two men is the rule. And if it's in a house belayla, you need an extra man. I'll get to variables in a minute. That's the general rule, except they have to be ksherim. Now, the question here is, two men and one woman is mutter. What happens if one man is a kosher and one man is a parutz? You have a woman's in the house and it comes in a from electrician with his Mexican worker. So we're assuming the Mexican guy is the one that's the parutz and the his bailo beer. It says, well, there's no bailo beer. There's the teenager girl is in the house. It comes in the electrician with his Mexican worker. So this Shaila is in the Chuvah Snai to Behuda, it's a Pesachei Chuvah Dalit.
By Goy,
okay. But one's a Kosher, one's a Paras, that's what I'm talking. If they're both Perutzim, no Heter. You see, if you medayek in the top of the Shulchan Aruch on this page, he said Ksherim is Mutter. Sounds like both have to be Kosher. Then he says, Avolim Heim Perutzim, means they both have to be Paras to be Yasa. So like, Elamaholek, Elamashim, you know, the ratio is Mashim one way. Says both ksherim, the same as both prudsim. One and one, it doesn't say. So Pesachei Chuvah Dalid brings it to Behuda. Here it's a little difficult. Let's see, ready from the beginning. I have a chuvah shev Yaakov b'inyin l'shleach isha b'derechim eglein arabi v'imay shnei anashim ksherim to send a woman on the road with a wagon driver who's a guy and two ksherim l'chayim negradin. The derech boy gimel ksherim, because on the derech you need one more, and they all have to be ksherim. Achal chamashar ratzalay, because of Rabash, because of Mina gimel, afilu b'ksherim. Haynu shnei ksherim l'chod, like mahani. Aval avem gimel, but afilu bechmei and parutz. The shayel held one parutz and two ksherim as good. That's the shayel. Bahu zal the shav Yaakov l'zehenser chaylek olav. Achlam and heter a different heter. The hard the bina b'yir shnei ksherim dafka. So he brings the Shev Yaakov his Mekel, but then he says, "Ochein, that's a great balad Yehuda, a nirake. Can be with Varv Nadi Yehuda Kavas Simis Sabbatas. But Shakasa Shavral is a Yichud. Shari Besada, the Baga Balayla, a Philip Sherry beat a Shloisha. But Philip Neva Shah Yegle Yibaya, Mistaba Egle the way the Yehudi. So the Nadi Yehuda says to a woman, he gives a Musser, that she went with Tuk Sherim and one Poritz on the road. Abimela, it seems from here that the Nadi Yehuda is machmir and it's so it comes out from the Nadi Yehuda, you need all ksherim. Now, I do have to tell you, if you look at the Nadi Yehuda inside, at the end of the tshuva, it's not clear that he passed this way. He gives a musar. At the end, he seems to back off a little from the musar. It's not clear the psak, but to me it's not clear. The Pesachei Tshuva brings it this way. I assume the Pesachei Tshuva understood the Nadi Yehuda better than me. So Lamaisa comes out that this heter of even one in three is only if they're sharing.
Could Guy be
what? I suppose so.
He says Guy is not
really Guy. I think they're right. Guy could be a kosher, but someone who's who's zoyer with these things, that it could be. But you would have to know. I'm not sure how you would know. The vice president. Okay. What? No, it has to be. The kashrus has to be that he's not choshish on. He's not choshish on being misunderstood. So. Kosher is shown as shema mitzvah. It's considered a kosher.
So everybody who's
it's theoretically possible. Whether it is lamaisa, I don't know.
Proof is anybody
what?
So in terms of a someone who's not yet from person is also by definition a proof.
Someone who's not shema negiya is a proof. Is a parus. Someone is not shaymer the halachas of Beinish Lishtai. He's not careful about Chol Yisrael. It doesn't make him he's a kosher. But even if he has other things, he relies on the Erev, it still could be a kosher. It means he's not kosher in these inyanim Beinish Lishtai.
People that are
that
you know, a social kiss, you know, they come in, they're not. Does that make a person a
part?
Does that make him a part to you?
It means that halacha is not important to him. That's what it is. We're going to have to get to everything one at a time. You're right. There are variations, but we're going to get to it. All right, so we're going to get to it. The subsayin. If you give me a chance, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. What? Okay, the issue with elevators. The issue in an elevator is an issue of time, of how much time the Isser Yichud is. So Rav Moshe writes, L'shitasai, that the whole chshat is not a chshat of ma'anes, but a chshat of pitoy. So Rav Moshe is mechalek. He says, the zman pitoy in elevator is a zman, whatever the zman Yichud is, zman tashmish, however long it takes, very hard to say clearly. But Rav Moshe says, since it involves pitoy, it has to have some time to talk to each other. You can't, you know, it's not that they're going into elevator like teenagers to be mezana while the door's closed. They have to get to know each other. So Rav Moshe is mechalek. If they don't know each other, he says a very long time. If they know each other well, then it's a shorter period of time. But it has to include some amount of time for pitoy. Not just for the maestro's
nose itself.
Oh, so that's what it is. The amount of time.
It can be next floor.
If the door can open any time, like a regular elevator, there's no Shiloh. It's only the elevators that go 35 floors before they open. That's what it is. So we're going to get to it. We're going to have to talk about the office issues. But right now, we're just going to talk about the heter of multiple men with a woman and multiple women with a man. That's our issue at the moment. What? In the Dvar Halacha, he says 35 seconds. Where he got exactly 35, I don't know. But that's what he said. But he's talking out the Znus itself. But as far as the Ramesh is saying, it means a pitoy, then it needs longer than that.
What is Halacha Lamaisa with multiple men?
So, I just told you, multiple men is two men and one woman, and by night and beer, you need three. That's right. That's what we learn. Okay, now the end of the Ramah is multiple women. Meaning the house, Shem Yisroch in the cover. He says, why don't you have Shem Yisroch in the cover in the house? Shem Yisroch in the cover in the house also. What did you say? A man goes into a shower. I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be when someone else is in the house, a certain mentality of nervousness. I'm not sure. But I hear. Question is a good question.
Why can't you use when one person is wants to make his needs? The other person thinks it's like a mashkiach, you're also the witness.
I don't know if you ever did it, but in the woods it takes a while. We came out for a certain amount, and okay. I hear. What happens if he says he has a stomach ache? He's going to the woods. It's different. Okay. At any rate, these are the very clear rules. The Ramah finishes Yesh Matirin. And again, the Mechaber doesn't hold of this. Yesh Matirin Ishecha Lenashim Harbei. There are those who are matir, even though the Mishnah is talking about a woman in Kama Anashim. But Yesh Matirin Ishecha Lenashim Harbei. Yemein Iskai Benashim, the matir. A man with Noshim Harbei, it doesn't say with two women, so Noshim Harbei, we'll see in a minute, unless Imain Iskayim Im Noshim. Now we're going to have to talk about what it means. Iskayim Noshim means someone who deals with women all the time, a doctor, a dentist, a makeup person, that deals with Noshim. They have different rules. We're going to get to it. I want to put that aside for a minute. Just deal with the issue of Ish Echad Im Harbei Noshim, what the rule is. So it's interesting. It doesn't say very clearly how many nashim. It says ish echad im harbei nashim, but if you look in the Chakas Mechayka Ches, he brings.
What case is this going on?
Ish echad im nashim harbei. Right till now we're talking about multiple men and one woman. Now to about one man and multiple women. Klaimar im shloisha nashim demestis. So he says that harbe means three. See, the one man needs to be mutter with three women, and one woman only needs two men, and balai lo biyir, you always add one. But that's the chilek, and it's a chilek that confuses people, but only because if you don't think of a reason, if you understand the reason, the men are more old to it, then it's then it makes it a little bit easier. So Lamaisa, we have the numbers. I hope we have it clear. Again, one man with
three women
is mutter, and one woman with two men, they have to be ksherim. If the woman is a prutza and the men are ksherim, it's still mutter. And Baruch he says, ksherim means the men have to be ksherim. One woman, many men, if the men are ksherim, it's mutter. If the woman's a prutza, but the men are ksherim, it's still mutter. Because as long as the men are ksherim, then they're shimer each other. And I have to tell you what's interesting is that even though this halacha is mekubal and between the paiskim today, that the multiple numbers are mutter, and again, I don't know what the svaradim paskim. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chachmas Adam, when they bring this halacha, they bring both shittas. Not that usually they just bring the Ramah. Here they bring the Mechaber, that one woman with many men is not mutter. One man, many women is not mutter. And Yeshayim, and they bring the Ramah. So it seems that there's at least some type of a, call it an Indian, or a, there's an idea to be lots of shittas. They call shittas. Even in the Kitzur and the Chachmas Adam, our poiskim achrayim on these type of sugyas. And to my surprise, it's surprising the Chachmas Adam would bring such a thing.
I mean, I think we may have visited this, but if it's a married man and a married woman to marry in a room that's unlocked but closed,
well, locked and closed, we're going to talk about it. I don't want to confuse topics, because then we're never going to get anywhere. But the question is, if you have a man with many women, and one of them is a hetero by lo bi'ir. This is very common in offices where you have a man and a number of secretaries. So if one of the secretaries is by lo bi'ir, so she becomes a shaymer for the other women. In other words, once there's one woman that we're not chayshish to be a fapitoi, so she becomes a shaymer for the other women as well. The makar for this is Beishmuel Ches. Beishmuel Ches was talking here in a case where you have ishtoi of one of the men with him. We said a heter. He said, Oz ishazu b'ayla m'shamarata v'ilay sizna gam m'ashayni. V'ilay sizna once one of the women is not going to be Mizana, so then the second one is also not going to be Mizana. So there's a heter. If one of them is Baila B'ir and you have a heter for one, she becomes a shimer for everybody else. The young girl, if they're all girls, single girls, then you need one man, then you, a man needs three women. Then you have that, then one man with three women, then with two women. What? By fruits of his novel over here, yeah. Then there's no head.
The married woman has to be Jewish or
I assume he has to be Jewish.
What if you have a sister that's married?
All right, Adkan, we got through the numbers of one man with women and one woman with men. The Harbe Yam Harbe is next. It can't be. If he's a kosher, I don't think it matters if that proves us. If he's a kosher, then it's okay. Because if one, I mean, they're not shomer each other, they're going to play the proves us for the other one to be mizana. Maybe. Now there, with the men are proves us, they're going to be mizana. But if the proves us, Reb Chaim is saying that just like two men and one woman is not mutter if the men are prutzis, they don't watch each other. So one man and three women, if they're prutzis, should have the same problem. Because if the men don't watch each other, women are also not going to watch each other. It could be. Could be. It's interesting that it doesn't bring this Hagdara over here. So I don't know.
The married lady, she watches all the others.
Okay, I don't know if they're all prutzes though. Let's say a prutzes now married.
One is not.
Okay. They're all prutzes. Okay, let's go. So we're going to get, I'll tell you the truth. Baal Beer is Sifches. So that's why if I get sidetracked, we're going to get. Now, I did not discuss Iskayim Hanoshim. The rule of a doctor, a dentist, or somebody who's busy with women all the time. Since that's of Zion, we're going to discuss it as of Zion, and we'll cover this too. But again, like I said, people get confused about numbers, so I want to try to get it straight. Sivav, Noshim Harbe, Im Anoshim Harbe, Eichashim Liyichu, even the Mechaber, who is not Matia, one woman with many men, and one man with many women. Is Maida, now where does this come from? If the Mechaber holds that you need to be kosher like more than Rav, so what's the heter of Harbe Anoshim and Harbe Noshim? So this does not come from the Sugi of Yichud at all. It comes from the first parak in Ksuvis. The Yeshiva Shabbat used to be the Yeshiva Shabbat of Ksuvis. Today there are no Yeshiva Shabbat anymore. Used to be Yeshiva Shabbat. Today they learned Aveis and Aftes. That's the whole smell, whole winter's man. It's an Aveir, I'm telling you. You're wasting your money. They can't. They're later on. They're going to learn Bahasmada, and they're going to become Balabatim. I've had people tell me they can't learn for an hour. How can you learn Gemara for an hour? Can barely figure out the Gemara's cash in an hour. It's a terrible thing. But anyway, the used to be Yeshiva Shablat. So there it says that if a woman, a kala, is a nida before the first bia. So there also be yichud before the first bia. So it says he yishena bein hanoshim, but who yashen bein hanoshim? That there also be yichud. So what do they do? She sleeps with men, women, and he sleeps with men. So it's rabim. So it's pashtus 3 and 3. You need him with two men, im hanoshim. This is a night. But he yishena im noshim. So pashtus it means 3 and 3. So the chalkas b'chayk agrees that that's the makar. That Harbe and Harbe is even like the Mechaber, that Harbe and Harbe is mutter. We're going to learn that if it's in the same, if they're in different locked houses, they don't need three. Yeah, he could be, she could be in our house, he could be in his house. It's only if they're in places where the doors are open that it's considered one. So this is the heter. You need 3 and 3. Now this is the Mechaber Shita, which is the Rambam. The Rosh teaches the Gemara, who Yashem Bein Hanoshim, Oi! He yishena bein hanoshim oy who yashin. That either he needs 3 or she needs 3. They only both 3. But the mechaber is going to darka. I love the Rambam shita that you need harbe im harbe. The Rambam holds it means 3 and 3. So that's the heter of noshim harbe im noshim eichayshishin liyichud. Now before we get to the second half, pischei tshuva hey. Because of the sefer birkei Yosef, who's the birkei Yosef? Achida. Dafka Tlosa Bahadi Tlosa. Dafka 3 with 3. Aval Trey Vitrey Isuri. But 2 and 2 is Asa. Ainu Dafka. And that's only Bistam B'nei Adam. The Pritza Yesh Lahachmi Gab Shleisha B'Shleisha. So by Prutzim, you should be Machmir until how many? Forever? Can't go to Yankee Stadium? So I'm not sure where the number is, but I assume if you have three ksherim, and three ksherim, it's what, even if you have thousands of other that are not ksherim, some of them may look, some may look smut. The kosher is not part of the problem. What? One? I think he means the three and three. If one is a prutz, it's no good. You need three ksherim and three ksherais. After pritza, yes, it sounds like you need three ksherim and three ksherais.
One prutz, one.
Oh, you mean by the other case where it's one and three? Again, we said before, this is going to mechabi. You need harbei and harbei. You see three and three. Before we're talking, when you have one man with three women, if there one of them is a prutza, whether even like the Ramah, whether it falls off also. Okay. This is Mechaber, Berki Yosef is the Chidah, that's why I asked you. Yeah. Yeah, so it's very interesting. This is where people get confused. One woman and two men is mutter. When a second woman walks in, it becomes aser. Understand? You have two men and one woman, it's mutter. She's not gonna, there are two men, who's gonna do? But once you have two women and two men, well, chayshish, each man will take his woman and they'll be mezana. I would agree with it. There's no heter of harbei and harbei is three and three, not two and two. If two and two would be mutter, then you would need he yishen ben anashim yishen. Lamaisa, two and two is us. It's only one. What? David HaMelech.
David HaMelech picked because of Amnon Tamar. Well, because more people. Amnon Tamar is one and one.
By Pnuya, there was no Issa Pnuya, that's something else. There was after with this. That was Issa Pnuya before they asked Pnuya, Yichud was Mutter. Pnuya, we're talking about an Erva. No, the Torah asked is in Issa Erva, Yichud. A party in a Pnuya Tahira, I mean, a Torah is Mutter. So that, there were guys after the story of Amnon and Tamar. So Amnon and Tamar, when they were Miyachid, it was Heter. They're both not married. Rus and Bayas also are both not married. When they're both not married, so then there was no Isser, there was no Isser Yichud. Parim Pnuya. There's nothing to do with this. Understand? No, you look confused. You rarely look confused. Why are you confused?
I don't understand how from one and one become two and two, three, three.
Where does
this
come from?
Okay. Minatayra, this is a this is a yichud of an erva. Pnuya tahira is mutter min atayra. The Bezin of David said that we're going to give the din of a pnuya the same din as an erva. We plug it in to the iser. Just like min atayra, meat and milk is aser, basa b'chalav, and chicken would be mutter, according to Rabbi Yaisi. The Rabbana came along, they said chicken's aser. Once chicken's aser, it's the same din as meat. We're not mechalik. What? Right. We spoke about it last week. One was from the Fastaya, said it worked. They have a din. It was she was. What should I do? You want me to tell you din of your Fastaya? So Machlokes Rashi and Taisa Kedusha and Bia Rishaynis before your Megayer, then she was not Jewish.
Even the
Gezeirah
was 1 and 1.
So 2 and 2 is the
Aish. Minatayr, only 1 and 1 is Asa, only an Erva, and only a Jew, and only an Erva. Everything else is Rabbah.
But 2 and 2 is only
there's always Rabbah.
So he's saying, where did that come from? He's saying, because the Davis was one and one.
Yeah, really is one and I one. Don't know. Wherever it came from. The Shulchan Aruch it came from.
That's what he was asking. Where did it come from?
Two was a problem. What about three and three?
So we're saying now, this Sif, Sivav, that Nashim Harbi Ima Nashim Harbi means three and three. Mechabit says, Nashim Harbi Ima Nashim Harbi. And at that, Pesachei Tshuvahei says, Davka Tlos Bahadei Tlos. Tlos Bahadei Tlos. So we're saying three and three is Mutter. So everyone's asking all kinds of questions. It confuses the numbers. The numbers should be clear. Okay? The Mechabit is a head to three and three. That's it. That's the only head to like the Mechabit or more. According to the Ramah, we have a heter also of two men and one woman, or one man and three women. B'laylo be'ir, you need additional. Important exception: if one of them is b'laylo be'ir, it's not to the whole shebang, the whole mixture. That's what it says. It's still a smutter. It's good. It's a right. A three of three is even when it goes. Two, if Baila beer helps, I assume Baila in the same house also helps. Yeah, we're not afraid they're going to trade wives. It's, yeah, you're right. What? Baba Bayers. Yeah. Once you have a married couple, it's interesting. Once you have a married couple, everything's mutter in the house, even though by night they can go to sleep. But once there's a married couple in the house, there's a certain ema in the house, and you can have men and women in the house also. It's, even though there were chayshish for the tribe by night by individuals that want to fall asleep, you need more shaymerim. But once it's a husband and wife in the house, there's a certain ema in the house.
Even if she's in a coma?
Once there's a married couple in the house. Your daughter, you mean your wife is by a chas, then your daughter's in the house. It's interesting, yeah, I think so. I mentioned last time the opposite gender relative is a shomer. I assume it's even by night, I'm not certain. I'm not certain. I don't know.
If the woman is,
I'm not certain. Woman, no, after
I'm if, not. If the wife's in a coma, it's still heter, even though she's in a coma.
They're together.
Yeah. You got two. You're with.
All these cases we'll talk about. I'm going to confuse. You're right. It's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I don't want to confuse the basic thing. I'm telling you, everyone out there gets numbers mixed up. Yeah. The numbers of yichud get mixed up. Everybody, the rabbis, rabbonim. Sometimes they get confused. Even happened to me once many years ago. I got confused about something. You know, you get confused. The numbers are confusing to people. You just have to chazayin that it's the heter is a man with how many women? Three. A woman with two men is a heter. Two men, two women is not a heter. And besada balayla, you need an extra shaymer. And harbeim harbe is three and three, which is a heter if you need three ksheirim and three ksheirais. In order for that.
The only makhluk all those numbers is just a gemara
tshuva. So it's interesting. The Chakas Mechaikak says the makar is that gemara, and then he says be'emes it's not such a strong raya. Chakas Mechaikak tests. He says this dinya. You see Chakas Mechaikak tests. He says amagem mishna because of din zayitzim had amina gabi chasen who yashin ben anashim who yishenu ben anashim. Masha shnei anashim levara chasen shnei anashim levara kala. Masha ba'isecha kama. Ubeemes kiraya zayis chalushehi. Chas v'chayg writes on it. There's not a shtak raya. Diklafresh anoshim v'noshim lav noshim da alma rak shtei anoshim oira chasav v'akala mishvi ishtai. They shmir alacherim after yeshchal ben akala lisha acheres. Maybe it's different when it's husband and wife. The chas v'kala husband and wife. Hashem and the other. Mekabakim nolam lachalek v'lumisakula. He says enough. Hope he came. Even though it's a raya chalusha lemaisa the shulchan aruch the Rambam the shulchan aruch bring it. So it's halacha lemaisa. That's their bottom line. Okay, so this is why I wanted to get clear the numbers. Now the second half of Sivav talks about two rooms. Do you have to add what? One man, two women, or one woman, two men. You have to add a night. You have to add one more by night. What? Right? Today it's one man, three women. By night, an additional woman. Okay, now, the second half here goes on a case in the Gemara. And this has to do with the shaila of locking a door, closing a door when you're in a house, b'yichud. Now, the Gemara calls it a cheda pnimi and a cheda chitzaini. Is it inner room and an outer room? The reason the Gemara says this is because in each room has its own exit to the street, just because there's a door between them. So that's not the case in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is where you have to go from the Pnimi through the Chitzayini to get to the street. So it's normal traffic to go from the inside to the outside. So the Gemara talks about what the din is when you have men on the inside or women on the outside. Then it's a machlokes tula shaynis in the Gemara if we mean men on the inside or women on the inside. Since they are two lashonos, we paskin, there's no difference. It doesn't matter. Men on the inside, women on the inside. We're going to learn the halacha. This is halacha when you have two rooms. And we're going to talk about if the doors are open, the doors are closed, the doors are locked. Right? Three echetimses. Doors are open, doors are closed, doors are locked. We'll go through it. We have to go in order. So let's first learn the end of Sivav. Hayu anashim bechutz v'anashim bebifnim. Oy! Anashim bebifnim, anashim bechutz. You have two rooms. Men in one room, women in another. And one woman came among the men. What's the chiddush? According to the Mechaber's understanding of the Gemara, you might think this is more kuladik. You have more people on the inside. So even though one came on the outside, so let's say you have, let it be five women inside and five men outside. So one of the women from the inside came to the outside. Now she has a yichud issue. Yeah, okay, one woman and five men is actually mutter. But let's say the prutzis, whatever the case may be. You might think that, well, more people are going to come. You might think since there are more people on the inside, it's a kula. Kamash malan. No. This is how the Rambam learns the Gemara. As the Rambam learns, the case of Panimi Chitzayin is telling you it's not a kula. Not a chumra, but it's not a. You would think it's a kula. More people are expected to walk through. Kamashvila, we don't say that. That's the Mechaber Shita, which is easy enough. We'll talk about leaving it open. One second.
There's no pin in chutz. It would be more mekil.
You might think it's more kuladik when there are other people who are likely to walk through. Kamashvila, we don't say that. If she walks out, but if the five women stayed in the pnimi. The five men stayed in the chitzayin. We'll have to talk if it means door locked or closed. Obviously, if the door's open, it's one room. But whatever the heter is, according to the Rambam, the heter remains. If pnimi and chitzayin stay separate, it's mut. Rashi does not learn the Gemara that way. Rashi learns, fakert, that pnimi chitzayin is a chumrah. That when you have women on the inside and men in the outside room, we know the women are going to walk through. Since they're going to walk through, it's no heter that you have separate rooms. Rashi learns that it's a chumrah even beforehand. Since it's likely someone's going to walk through, it's a chumrah. That is, when the doors are open, it's like one room. Doesn't mean the doors are closed, or even the doors are locked. So we're going to have to talk about that. Because they're chaluki days. But certainly, if the doors are closed, Rashi holds that it's a chumrah that when there are women on the inside, women on the outside, when there are women on the inside, men on the outside, and if the woman would come out, it would be a hechetimtza v'issa yichud. So then there's a problem even then. Now, really, two men and one woman, there's no issa yichud. So one's a paritz, both are prutzim, or it's one man on the outside, and there are women on the inside. So we're chayshish that they'll walk through. Now, this Rashi is born in Chalkas Mechaykik Yud. So let's see it inside, and it's also by Shmuel Tovach is like it is bekitzer. Chayv chaykach yod upirsha yishach zlebeinu anoshim ledas Rashi asaf b'loy pirsha the chayshima and shema tikonis v'loy yargishu. Now this is a tremendous chumrah, Rashi. Rashi says that any time the normal path of the woman is through the men in order to get out, even though she stayed where she is, a from woman, she stayed where she is. Afal Pikain It's also Shema Tikanes Velayar Kishu. Of course, unless the number is Amutter anyway. But in a case where the number is Amutter, they're not going to realize she walked in and she'll end up fooling around with somebody.
That's what it says.
No, one will notice her, not all of them will notice. Realize. Realize. Now, the hanacha that I'm starting with is if doors are open, it's all one. Now, that's a kula or a chumra. Doors are open, it's all one. Well, it's a chumra and a kula. It's a chumra if you have one man in the kitchen and one woman in the bedroom, it's a chumra. But if you have five and five, it's a kula. So if you have in a house, you have a vart. And or you have a lot of people in the house, there's a chas and kala. The chas and kala go into a room on the side to shmooze. There's no issi yichud because the door is open to the outside. When the door is open, it's considered one room. It's not one room, but it's considered like one room. And the male it's mutter, as long as the door is open, then there's no shaila.
And if the door is closed, now, the
question is, why is the door is closed? Now, obviously, if the door is closed, all the women are inside, all the men are outside. So only like Rashi, it's a problem. If you hold the door closed and not locked, it's like locked. So then you have a problem like Rashi, who's chayshish that one of the women will go out. V'lay argish. That's Rashi's chumra. But the halacha of things where the doors are closed but not locked, in the tshuva in the Chazaynish, he says that it's aser. And if it's a closed door, that you have to be machmir. In other words, it's separate, so that if a chas and kala want to go into a room to talk, they have to leave the door at least slightly open. I don't mean locked, closed. I'll talk about locked later. You're trying to confuse everybody. Keep on doing that. Okay? Again, the door is open, it's all one. The door is closed, but not locked. So here, the chaluki day is what this means. The chazaynish nemzon that if it's a closed door, and again, if they have separate entrances to the street, he's not talking. But if it's a closed door, and they don't have separate entrances to the street, then it's a problem. If it's a closed door, then it's like it's open. So for keratim. See, it's a chumra nekula. If you have a closed door, the chazanish holds it's like an open door. That means it's a chumra. You have a girl in her room and a man in the house, just closing the door without locking it is not a heter. Because closed is like open. But it's a kula, in a chas and kala case, it's a kula. If a closed door is like an open door, when there's no other derech out, so chas and kala, to go into a room and talk, fakeret, it's a kula that a closed door that's not locked is like an open door. That's the sheet of the chas.
What about that in front of the house itself? Closed door in front of the house, is that also like open?
The street? You want to ask a man in the street, the woman in the house?
No,
I want
to
map
it. It's like open.
Yeah. Right, so we'll get to it. I'm talking now in the house, you have two rooms. Because it's a cool if the door's like it's open, then closed is like it's open. Nothing else. The other would be a shalav iskei manosha, which we'll get to separately. But as far as batsem, that would be a head.
How does an open door help?
If the total number is enough, that's matir. There are many people in the house, or there's a husband and wife in the other room, an open door. If there's a matir in the other room, if they're ksherim, then it's mutuk. So an open door is mutuk. Because even if the woman comes out with 5 minutes, where Rashi's chayshish that one will come out without the others. In a case when she comes out, it causes an issur. You're right. If she locks the door behind her, I hear what you're saying. Maybe it's a little difficult. Maybe, but that's what comes out. The chazanish, an open door is sicha one. There's no shayla. An open door, if you have people in two rooms, it's sicha one room. But the chazanish shows that closed is like open. As long as it's not locked and it's all the same, and that's what he holds.
And there are five men. Why would that be a problem?
If they're ksherim, then it works. If they're prutzim, the case would be an issur. The case would be an issur. The a locked door is where there's an issue. Going into a room and locking the door, what exactly the heter is. So this comes up, I mentioned to you once, it comes up by me. Because we have girls downstairs, and my wife has a chasna, I just don't go home if she has a wedding that night. Well, she has PTA, so I come to shul. But sometimes she just wants to run out to the grocery. So I go out for a few minutes. So what I do is I go into the bedroom and I lock the door. I used to do it in my study, but one of my grandchildren broke the lock. So it doesn't work anymore. So I go into one of the rooms, I lock the door, and I lock myself in. And I consider that it's not a problem. But now I looked around. Rav Moshe says locked on one side doesn't help, has to be locked on both. The Chazon Ish is more makel. He says if she controls, it's good. If he controls, it's no good. Why am I never going to be makel? Because the Sharat Siyan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharat Siyan seems to be makel. And Simin Reish Lamites, it says Lo Yashen Adam Yechidi Balayla. A person should not go to sleep alone at night. He should leave the door open. A man should not go to sleep alone in a room. He should leave the door open. It says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Sharat Siyan, he says Im Yesh Chashash Seiichud. Then he should close the door and lock the door. It means lock the door. He should close the door in order to avoid the Seiichud. It's pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah means he is avoiding a seichud by locking his door. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that it's a heter. It bothers me that Chazon Ish and Ramesh also mentions they don't talk about the Sharat Siyan. I did see they put out many years ago a pamphlet on yichud from Rav Scheinberg. He didn't write it, but it was with his haskama from Mishurim, and it was a Bekitza pamphlet Hilchas Yichud. And there it said, like the Sharat Siyan, that if the man locks the door, it's also good. He might open it. If he opens it, it'll be an Aveira. If he doesn't open it, it's not an Aveira. If he leaves it locked, that it's good. That's a heter. There happens to be, in my case, the girls who are in the basement do have a separate exit to the street. Right. There is a way to get out, but it's never used. We don't use it. It's really, we made it for an emergency, for a fire exit. So I don't know if that's a heter. They collect themselves, but they don't fully understand what the, you know. We told them this yichud, so you know sometimes. What? Two. And they're not always both there, and it makes a big problem. So I was thinking, is there a heter if I tell my wife, listen, if I'm sitting alone, you have to go to grocery, just don't tell me. Don't tell me. The heter is because a man, his wife in the house, he's not going to fool around. So if I think she's in the house, what's the difference? She has to tell me. I came on novel, right? Okay. So not that'd be a good heter? No? You ask him. Okay. We have ask him. Okay. So we'll leave with a heter track. Okay. So, okay. All right. Iskema Emanosh and Baila B'Yer we'll get to next week.